So, why do you want to use my theater?
Well, sir, you know I've made a lot of vegetable shows.
Yes, you have. That's sort of your thing.
Yes, it's my thing. And I've got a new idea. It's something really exciting.
Oh, yeah, Bob. This is super exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be great. Look at all the guys.
Who are you talking to?
What? I want to make a new show.
Will the veggies be in it?
Well, I was kind of thinking about doing something else.
But I have my own idea for the show.
Why are you talking to a plant?
He's talking to me, Larry the Cucumber. What Bob is trying to tell you is, we want to do a new show in a theater, live.
Larry, you said you'd stay outside.
It's just too exciting, Bob. A new show.
But you have a habit of making messes.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so sorry.
Get out of my office.
Does that mean there's no show?
Of course it means there's no show.
I didn't say that.
What?
You can use my theater on one condition.
Oh, you name it. Anything.
Everybody's in the show. All the veggies.
That's really not the kind of show I was going for.
Everybody's in the show? Or there's no show.
Oh.
Bob, we're putting the band back together.
What's it gonna be, Bob?
All right, we're gonna do a show. And what's your idea again, Madam Blueberry?
Classic French opera. I will bring the great world to life in front of an adoring crowd.
And Mr. Lunt?
I will juggle live chickens on a unicycle on fire!
Are the chickens on fire, or are you on fire?
Archibald Asparagus,
I propose we delve into the history of the British Empire, pre- and post-colonial days, to the music of ABBA.
Right. Junior Asparagus, is he here?
Here!
Aren't you supposed to be in school?
I'm homeschooled.
Ah, cool.
And what would you do for the show?
I'd sing simple songs to teach children valuable lessons.
Right. Okay, I'm afraid none of that is going to happen.
Huh? What do you mean?
This needs to be a good show. So if you want to be in it, you're going to need to follow my directions.
But Mr. Nezzer said they all have to be in the show, or there's no show. The only thing we're missing is Goliath. Has anyone seen a really big pickle?
Hey, there's a really big pickle trying to deliver a pizza. Did anyone order a pizza?
Yeah, that was us.
Pizza.
Did you say a really big pickle?
Pizza fast and pizza now. Please do pay me. Tell me how. Cash or credit.
Goliath?
It's Goliath! Have you been delivering pizzas all these years?
Hard to get work for giant pickle. Good tips.
No more pizza delivery for you, big fella. You're gonna be in a show.
Show?
Looks like everybody's here.
We did it, Mr. Nezzer. The band is back together.
It's not exactly the show I had in mind, but if you give me 8 to 10 weeks, I'm sure I can come up with something workable.
How about tomorrow night?
What about tomorrow night?
The show. It opens tomorrow night. I'm already selling tickets.
That's not even possible.
It is if you want to use my theater.
Well, looks like we got work to do.
How's the theme song coming, Larry?
Hey-ho, say there, mister. Here's a show for your sister. Blah, blah, blah. And so on.
For your sister? The show isn't just for sisters, Larry.
But it rhymes with mister.
Let's try that again, okay, buddy? Petunia, what kind of themes were you thinking of?
Letters.
Letters?
Ever since we made our last show, I've been the president of the VeggieTales fan club. And every week, kids send us more letters.
Okay, interesting.
It'd be more interesting if we had those letters.
We do. Let's try this one. Dear Bob and Larry, my brothers and sisters fight all the time. We fight over toys, we fight over TV shows. I want to make peace, but I don't know how. Can you help me? Your friend, Stuart.
I think you're onto something. Our show always tried to help kids with their problems. Real kids with real problems. That's what this show should do, too.
Does that mean I can't juggle things that may or may not be on fire?
Let's stick with the big problems.
The attack of the Spanish Armada?
No. Peace. Where does it come from? How do we live at peace with the people around us?
I think that will make a great show, Bob. For Stuart! For Stuart!
Okay, everyone, time to brainstorm. How do we teach Stuart about peace? We need some ideas.
I fixed the theme song, Bob.
What? Oh, let's hear it.
Hey-de-ho, say there, brother. Here's a show for your mother. Blah, 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 and so on.
Larry, it isn't a show just for sisters or just for mothers. It's for the whole family, everyone.
Even uncles?
Even uncles.
You should have told me that in the beginning. All right, take three.
Everybody ready? Curtain goes up in 1 minute.
What? Time to put on a show.
I guess we'll have to, wing it.
Theme song's ready.
I'm feeling ill. Places, everyone. Ready with the curtain.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother. If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 VeggieTales. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Great job, everyone. And nice work on the theme song, Larry.
I forgot second cousins. Can we do it again?
No. I think second cousins are implied.
Mr. Bob, what are we putting on stage next? There's nothing out there.
Oh, right. I've got a few ideas, but they're not quite ready yet.
Maybe I could just sing a song?
Too simple. Not entertaining enough for my show.
We have what you're looking for, Tomato!
A dramatic, fantastic, exotic musical presentation about world peace!
Well, that sounds great, but did you say world peace or world peas?
World peace!
World peace?
Oui, world peace!
Peace?
Oui, peace!
Okay, get out there and teach them about world peace.
Here we go!
They did say world peace, right?
No idea.
The world is full of wonders. Some good and some are bad.
Birthdays make us happy.
But wars, they make us sad.
Okay, this is good.
If we all could get along, wouldn't that be great?
Why, What's the secret?
Don't you know? It's right there on your plate.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Tiny balls of happiness. Happy you can eat.
These are the answer. Hey, vegetables are sweet.
Wild peas, that's what all the Romans ate.
European garden peas, those were really great.
Holland gave us sugar peas. Snap peas came from China.
Toss them in your wok, and I think that you will find a lot of ways to love peas all the world around.
Tiny balls of happiness springing from the ground.
Oh, tiny balls of happiness springing from the ground.
This is a disaster.
There's field peas, dry peas, garden peas, sugar peas, split peas, snow peas.
Don't
put them in your mouth, please.
Dry yellow peas, make peas, pour it hot.
Try it if you can, you might like it a lot.
Green, yellow, purple peas, have a bite of all of these.
Peas are really great, but they're not so very tall. But French peas are the very best of all. We French peas are the very best of all.
Song about peas? Hilarious! What a great idea!
That was not a great idea! I thought you said world peace!
World peace! This is what we said?
Oh, obviously, the only way to get something done right is to make sure your own ideas go first. So from now on, it's my ideas first. Here, it's the story of Abraham and Lot. We're going to teach kids about peace whether you like it or not.
I don't like the way this is turned out at all.
Hey, anybody need a snack?
No.
Well, aren't we chipper?
We can't be chipper because we have to teach kids about peace. Here, you're Abraham. Get on stage.
I just tried to bring you a snack.
Long, long ago, in the time of the Bible, there was a man named Abraham.
I am Abraham, I am in the Bible.
Abraham had a nephew named Lot.
I am Lot, I am also in the Bible.
Abraham and Lot traveled together in the land of Canaan. They each had some sheep.
We have some sheep.
We have some sheep.
We have some sheep. Not a lot. A lot. Get it?
Yeah, hilarious.
But God blessed them with more sheep.
We are sheepful.
That's not a word.
Full of sheep. Sheepful.
Just read the lines. So many sheep that there wasn't enough land. Without enough land, Abraham's shepherds and Lot's shepherds started pushing each other around, competing for food and water for their sheep.
This isn't good.
If they couldn't find more land, fights would break out between Abraham's men and Lot's men. Fights that could even lead to war. Abraham didn't want war with his nephew. Abraham wanted peace.
What can I do to make peace when we have too many sheep? What can I do?
What can he do?
What can I do?
What can he do?
What can I do?
All right, that's enough. What can he do to make peace with his nephew? We'll find out right after this break.
Great job, everybody. Shouldn't there be something on stage?
Like cake.
What the audience wants is a deeper understanding of the geopolitical implications of the War of 1812. But here I am talking about sheep.
At least you get to be in this show. I didn't get nothing.
I told you all, we need this show to be good, and the only way to make sure it's good is to make sure my ideas come first. Perhaps we should make our own show.
Yeah, with cake and 1812.
Well, that show would be terrible.
Are you sure this is how you want to treat your friends?
Well, if it's the only way to get what we need. Okay, curtain up.
Abraham and Lot needed to go their separate ways. They each needed their own land, enough land for all their sheep and shepherds.
We need our own land, you and I, a land that's as big as the sky.
It's true, we do need land for me and you.
Fortunately, there were two big pieces of land available. But unfortunately, the pieces of land were not the same. One piece was wonderful, with lots of grass and trees and water. The other one, not so much. Kind of dry and icky.
This land is good, that land is bad.
If I get that one, I'll be mad.
A land for me, a land for you. But which for which, and what for who?
Who gets the good land? In the ancient world, it was very simple. The oldest person had the right to pick first.
Hey, I'm the oldest.
Oh, man.
So Abraham would choose the good land.
Oh, man.
Abraham's flocks would flourish.
Oh, man.
It would be the smart thing to do. But is that what he did?
That land is good. It's plain to see. My flocks would flourish wonderfully. Although I love my flock and fleece. More important, I love peace. And though I could give Lot the worst, I think that I'll let him pick first.
Wait, what did you say?
You can pick first.
You'll let me pick the good land?
You can have the good land. Having peace sometimes means letting others go first. It means making what they want more important than what you want.
So Abraham let Lot choose the good land, and Abraham took the bad land. And there was peace between them. And God blessed Abraham with more land, and more sheep, and kids, and goats, and camels, and... You get the idea. Like Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons of God. The end.
Great job, guys. That was really nice.
Yeah, super good.
I'm afraid I owe you all an apology.
What? What do you mean?
I've been trying to teach peace, but I've been putting myself first. I made my ideas more important than your ideas. I made me more important than you.
That's not how Abraham made peace.
No, it's not. Can you forgive me?
Of course we can forgive you.
Junior, what do you think about singing a little song?
Could I?
I think that'd be a great idea.
If you can't get along with your nephew, with your niece, when you tell them they're wrong and the fighting doesn't cease, what to do, what to say, should you get your own way? Wouldn't happiness increase if you had a little peace?
All I wanted in life was some land for my sheep.
But it led him to strife and the peace he couldn't keep. And then Abe had a thought for his favorite cousin-law.
Instead of making things worse, I'll let you go first.
Don't be a peacebreaker, blessed are the peacemakers. Won't you at least take our advice, sir? Peace makes your life so sweet. Spread peace around your street. Peace makes the world a whole lot nicer. Peace makes the world a whole lot nicer.
Peace makes the world a whole lot nicer.
So, Bob, seems like we all learned a lesson today.
Yeah, especially me. I thought putting myself first would get me what I want. But what I really want is peace. And sometimes that means letting others go first.
Just like the letter we got from Stuart. If everyone wants to pick the game on game night, that's going to lead to a fight.
So let your brother or sister pick the game this week. Let them go first. They'll be so surprised, they might even let you go first next time.
Seems like a good time for a verse. Right, Bob?
Oh, I completely forgot about a verse. I don't have one.
No problem, Timothy. I am here.
Who? What? Huh? Jean-Claude? What are you doing?
I am not Jean-Claude. I am an angel, bringing you a verse from heaven.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you're Jean-Claude. Where's the verse? They have fortune cookies in heaven?
They have everything in heaven. It is heaven.
Right. Huh. Well, let's see. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12:18.
That is Paul talking.
Yes, I knew that.
Paul knew sometimes peace is hard. Sometimes you can't make peace. But always try to be a peacemaker.
A peacemaker? I'm going to try hard to do that, Angel.
It's not an angel. It's Jean-Claude with wings.
I must now return to heaven.
You're just going up to the rafters.
Remember to make peace.
Goodbye, Angel!
Wait, did you say peace or peas?
Peas!
Well, we're out of time for today.
Until next time, remember, kids,
God made you special, and He loves you very much. Now go out there and make some peace.
Bye!